Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Democratic State Representative James Tallarico is maintaining a slim edge over Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton in the race for the U.S. Senate, according to the latest poll from the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin. But News 88.7's political reporter Andrew Schneider says a substantial number of Texas voters have yet to make up their minds on which candidate they will support.
Federal Election Commission records say the pro-Trump super PAC, MAGA Incorporated, raised more than $400 million as of the end of July. John Link, senior vice president of data at Ad Impact, says that spending driven by President Trump plus Democratic spending will push the overall cost of the Texas Senate race alone to more than $440 million by Election Day.
That would make it the second most expensive Senate race in history.
Democratic State Representative James Tallarico has heavily outspent Paxton since their respective primaries. Link says Paxton is likely to boost spending dramatically after September 4th. Federal election laws require lower advertising costs within 60 days of a general election. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The new U.S. attorney for the Southern District here in Houston says he does not believe birthright citizenship is a constitutional right. Aaron Wrights spoke to Houston Public Media in a sit-down interview.
My position now as the U.S. attorney is that I still don't believe birthright citizenship is a thing. That doesn't mean, though, that this office is going to take its interpretation of the law into its own hands. We will follow the law.
Wrights' office will now oversee any federal prosecution in the fatal ICE shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. You can tune in at 6:20 to hear more from that interview and how Wrights and his office have already weighed in on the case. Now, a judge has ordered the release of another witness to that fatal shooting that occurred last month. Here's our Michael Atkinson.
Daniel Tirado Pantoja was in the van on July 7th when a federal immigration officer shot and killed Salgado Araujo during a targeted immigration operation. He's been in federal custody ever since. Now, a federal judge has ordered his release from custody by Wednesday. Gabriela Rivero is an attorney representing Pantoja.
It means he gets to complete his immigration process in immigration court from home, in a place where he is safe and where he is surrounded by people he loves. So we're very happy about that.
Another witness to the shooting, Jose Trinidad Rojas Pliego, was released last month. U.S. attorneys have appealed Pliego's release to the Fifth Circuit. They are expected to do the same for Pantoja's release. I'm Michael Atkinson. News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros owner Jim Crane says that manager Joe Espada will remain leading the team for the end of the year. Houston recently let go of their general manager, Dana Brown, and there had been speculation that Espada might be next. The team has lost its last three divisional series. However, they beat the New York Yankees last night 9-7. High of around 100.